going to see her this weekend, and that'll be fun, and very excited. But don't worry, there'll be lots of group photos of all of us TMSers. Tom will, of course, be there and all that, so it'll be fun. You know, as long as I'm not dead somewhere, everything will be fine.
Oh, geez.
Well, you know, you got to be careful. You got to watch what you eat. You got to just walk safely. You got to be good. You got to do all that. All right.
Just behave. That's all you got to do. Behave.
All right. Good. Maybe I should. This is the weekend I pick up drinking. That's the chance.
I picked the wrong weekend to stop sniffing glue.
All right. We had a theme today. We were going to say, because for some reason a bunch of Tarantino movies are showing up on Netflix and other streaming services, like kind of all at once. And I don't know what that means exactly, but Nicole had it in her head that it'd be fun to say, hey, let's talk about our favorite Tarantino movies. And if Justin was here, it would be Pulp Fiction all day, all day long is what I meant to say. For you and I, though, I think they're going to be different. So I'm very curious about this. We already know Nicole's. Let's talk about hers first.
Sure.
She picked... Hold on, I got to find it. I lost it.
I can tell
Do
you
Do you have
it,
it? Tell me what it is.
It was Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, Reservoir Dogs, yeah.
1992. One of his... I think actually his first movie he directed.
Correct.
And this was, you know, Mr. Pink and Mr. Blue and Mr. Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And... by the way, I mean, there's all these little connections. You mentioned Pulp Fiction. Mr. Blonde, whose real name is Vic Vega in the movie. It's Madsen, Michael Madsen.
Michael Madsen, yeah.
Is Vic Vega, the brother of Vincent Vega from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, I didn't realize there was continuity there.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of continuity between all the Tarantino movies.
Weird.
The movie that, like when Uma Thurman is talking in Pulp Fiction about Femme Force 5 or Fox Force 5.
Oh, right.
She's basically describing Kill Bill.
Oh, good point.
And
I didn't realize that. I got to go look at that. I love stuff like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Even when it's sometimes a little bit contrived or whatever, I really like that kind of thing. This song is famous from that movie. It deals with cutting a dude's ear off. Spoilers.
Well, the song doesn't.
No. And it was like, that movie was unlike anything I'd ever seen before in my life. Mm-hmm. When that thing came out, I was like, what the crap am I watching? Freaking Chris Penn is in that thing. That old crusty guy is in it. What's his name? He was in a film tech movie we watched recently. Bald dude. Yeah. Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, he was in, speaking of Seinfeld,
oh, right.
He was in an episode of Seinfeld where he apparently stole a knife.
Yeah.
Like
he was Elaine's dad.
Was it Elaine's dad?
Yeah. I'd heard this story that he had stolen something from the set or something. You know what? We're going to find this just for fun. Whoops. Hold on. Oh, no. Sorry. Stuck in the middle again.
I don't know why I came in at night.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
That was great
Poor
already.
Jerry Rafferty.
Well, what happened to him?
He died a couple years ago.
What did he die from?
You know what? I don't know, but he was fairly young, so it's probably cancer. It wasn't like, you know, self-inflicted or anything.
Here he is, Elaine's father. Okay? We're going to play it right here. Here we go.
Which one's supposed to be the funny guy?
He's the comedian.
I'm just a regular person.
No, he's just being modest.
We had a funny guy with us in Korea. Tail gunner. They blew his brains out all over the Pacific.
That guy was great. Yeah, he was Elaine's dad. Weird. Wow. Anyway, it was the one where he ended up with the coat or something, or someone ended up with a coat and took it home and wasn't supposed to have the coat. I don't remember how it went. Oh, no, it suede, and they stood out in the rain, and then he smelled like a dog the whole episode. This is all this
right,
means
right.
Is
he had to turn it inside out because he looked like a damn fool with his...
Yeah, yes. Because it was all checkered or something on the inside or something.
Right.
I need to go
it
buy
was
the
a
set.
Striped, red and white striped. Yeah.
I'm going to go buy the DVD
it was a suede jacket that he couldn't get out in the rain.
And if they would, somebody would just stream that, that'd be great. But they're not going to. So I'm just going to go buy the DVDs and be done with it. Because I freaking love that show. Anyway, there's your recommendation from Nicole. It was a hell of a thing at the time. Launched a few careers, made some other careers very interesting. And more importantly, put Tarantino on the map as somebody to watch. And it just got better and better. And I'm a huge Tim Roth fan. So there's that.
Sure.
Brian, what's yours?
Mine is one that he actually did not direct, but he wrote, and it is the film True Romance.
Oh yeah, with the
Patricia Arquette, Christian Slater.
Slater, there you go.
I think the first time you see Val Kilmer play Elvis in the film.
Really?
Yes.
Was there other times?
I think there were other times. I want to say that Val Kilmer played Elvis a couple times.
Well, he did. I think he did it before, though, in True
True Romance?
No. What's it called? The one that was like the airplane movie, except it was set.
It was Nicolas Cage, though, right?
No. No. Hold on. Oh, this is going to drive me up a tree. Sorry, keep talking about why you like that movie.
Sure. Oh, well, maybe it's not. Maybe it was that he didn't do... maybe he didn't play Elvis before. He played another... another movie. Oh, you know what it was? It was the... it was the Zucker Brothers film, Top Secret.
Top Secret, that's the
one. It was an Elvis-esque character. It wasn't really Elvis. Yeah,
he did a couple of dances on, and he did the shaking hips thing and all that.
Exactly. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So True Romance. This is came out in 1993, so a year after Reservoir Dogs and right before Pulp Fiction. This was one he wrote. Really, really cool, kind of twisty crime. Romantic thriller with Brad Pitt, one of Brad Pitt's first appearances too, where he plays this guy on the couch, Michael Rapaport's a roommate who smokes dope out of a honey bear on the couch all through the whole movie.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman plays one of the baddest bad guys, and you can also see James Gandolfini beating the tar out of Patricia Arquette in this film too.
I'm into that.
Yeah, it's really good movie.
And True Romance, 1993, written by Quentin Tarantino, directed by Tony Scott, who we just watched over the weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, I haven't seen this in so long. I need to see it again.
And what's funny is I could have sworn when I looked at this yesterday, it was streaming, and now it's not.
Oh no. Maybe it was service. No,
might have been Amazon Prime that it's streaming.
All right. Well, there you go.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Sweet.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper, Christopher Walken have an amazing scene together. Yeah, really, really good movie, True Romance. So find it streaming somewhere and watch it.
All right. My pick is going to be the first half of From Dusk Till Dawn. Because the second half, which is Robert Rodriguez doing his thing, was fine, but it wasn't nearly as good as the first half, which was directed by Tarantino. So that was their first chance they ever got to split duty on something. Later, they'd do it again with Death Proof. Four Rooms. Forgot about that. But where it was just those two guys, though. I think only other collaboration like that you could compare it to would be
Death Proof.
Death Proof and the other one.
Right.
The double feature.
Planet Terror, Death Proof.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was just like half and half, but it was literally two movies, basically. Whereas this
Grindhouse, I think, was the combination.
Yeah, Grindhouse. There you go. Yeah. This thing is those guys doing the same sort of deal, but the same movie, and you can see where the split happens. Just about the time Tarantino gets to drink beer off the foot of a freaking lady, that's where the break happens. And I don't hate the other half. I just really, really like the Tarantino half. I think it's intense. It's awesome. It's one of my favorite Clooney movies. I think he's great in it. We saw this for Film Sack, and I loved it then. Now, I could have picked from all his other... You know, I like pretty much everything I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. But there's something about that one that I've always really liked. So that's the one I pick.
Interesting. And, and in that whole connection thing that I brought up earlier,
yeah.
The lawman that you see in From Dusk Till Dawn, not Cheech, not in one of Cheech's roles in that film, yeah. But the lawman actually also appears in Kill Bill and Death Proof as the lawman.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, there he is, messing with our brains, messing with our heads at Tarantino, that sneaky little bastard. So there it is. May his feet ever rain. or his love of feet, I suppose, is what I should say.
Are we revealing what, because we do know what next week's theme is.
Oh, yeah, because I see it right here.
Yeah, do we want to reveal what that is?
Hold on, which one won? Okay, obviously, I guess number one won, right, on that screenshot?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Next week's theme is Steve Buscemi movies, submitted by Charles B., and it got the most votes. So we are going to, I guess, recommend Steve Buscemi movies, hopefully that are streaming.
Love it. Yeah. Love the idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I like this new twist here. I
just watched a horrible one that I wouldn't recommend.
What was it?
It was something Las Vegas, Prince of Las Vegas or Las Vegas. Mm. Not good. Mm. I mean, he's great in it, but and it's Sarah Silverman and I can't remember who else is in that. I would not recommend it.
All right. Well,
Peter Dinklage, St. John of Las Vegas. That's it.
I never even heard of it. Where have I been? What do I know?
Yeah, don't bother with that one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to avoid it like the plague, I will.
That's right.